If Olympic medals were awarded for political infighting, the United States Olympic Committee would surely get the gold. The group has had 4 chief executives and 3 presidents in the past 3 years, and its current president and CEO are engaged in a nasty and public power struggle. Now, one of the biggest corporate sponsors of the Olympics is speaking out, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
11 months ago tonight, the best Winter Olympics ever for U.S. athletes ended on U.S. soil with these lofty words at the closing ceremony.
As we go our separate ways and face the challenges of the world, may the friendships formed here help create a bridge to peace.
The United States Olympic Committee shared the warm and fuzzy feelings. But what a difference a year makes, says Olympic sponsor David D'Alessandro.
It's an organization that basically has, you know, the governance discipline of a student council. And this tremendous amount of lightning hurled at each other with lots of accusations and questionable ethics. I think this is all about an organization that appears to be quite dysfunctional.
D'Alessandro is the CEO at John Hancock Financial Services, which has spent more than $100 million sponsoring the Olympics in the last 10 years. D'Alessandro worries that the Olympic upheaval will discourage corporate sponsors, stealing support from athletes and killing chances for another Olympics on U.S. soil.
You have a situation where the president and CEO of an organization are literally dropping boulders on each other in public. What company says, I would really like to spend money on these people?
The U.S. Olympic Committee has had 12 CEOs in 25 years. It has more than 120 directors on its volunteer board. It has a board president and chief executive trading accusations. Its CEO escaped an ethics complaint, which triggered 5 resignations in protest. Its president is targeted for dismissal for allegedly conspiring against the CEO.
What I believe is that when you have this much leadership change and this much turmoil, it's important to then look at the organization's financials. Why? Because usually a lack of leadership means organizations are not running well.
So D'Alessandro has posed 46 questions in a 6-page letter to embattled U.S. Olympic officials.
The fundamental question is, if the American people had the opportunity to see how all the money is spent and how you gain your revenue sources, would Congress, would the American people, would the sponsors approve?
Yes, if last year's Winter Olympics is taken into account, says Mike Plant, who directs Turner Sports and has helped distribute U.S. Olympic money to athletes.
The results of the Salt Lake Olympic Games and how well the U.S. team did was a direct example of providing the right resources to the elite-level athletes and to the winter sports, and the results that they achieved were indicative of the fact that they received certainly a significant level of funding.
Congress will try to sort this out next week when the Senate Commerce Committee holds a hearing and demands answers from U.S. Olympic officials. They'll meet to try to sort this out themselves on February 8th, exactly 1 year after the successful, feel-good Salt Lake City Games began. Howard Berkus, NPR News.